Welcome to another sermon podcast from Central Presbyterian Church in Atlanta, Georgia. This episode will feature a sermon delivered by the Reverend Kate Culver. The sermon is based on scripture from Psalm 119, verses 73 through 80, and Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. Central Sunday morning service for the 28th of December, 2025, first Sunday of Christmas, was streamed to our website, our Facebook page, and our YouTube channel. A complete video or sermon audio replay of this service may be found on cpcatlanta.org. Select the upper right menu, and then Services under Worship.
Our second reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 to 52. Listen now for the word of God for you and for me. Now, every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. And when the festival had ended, they started to return. And the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents were unaware of this. Assuming that he was with the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. And they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. And after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw them, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." And he said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that I must be at my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. And then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Well, friends, we stand at the threshold of another year, and I wonder how many of us are arriving breathless. This world moves so fast, and it feels heavy. Heck, Christmas moves fast. The calendar turns and the emails pile up. I know that mine have. I'm sorry if I haven't gotten back to you. The holidays swirl with demands, and before we've had time to exhale, the new year stands at the door asking for us to sprint forward again. Resolutions and goals and renewed urgency, but not today. Today, the living word leads us someplace a little slower, somewhere quieter, somewhere maybe a little holier. Both Psalm 119 and Luke 2 invite us not to begin again, but to look around. Not to hurry, but to notice. Not to push forward, but to sit still in the holy, uncomfortable space of what God is already doing in us. So this is not a sermon about turning a page. This is a sermon about being on the page that you're on and trusting that that page is part of a much, much bigger story. And that's how Psalm 119 begins, in trusting. Your hands have made and fashioned me. It begins with identity. Friends, we're not thrown together. You were fashioned slowly, intentionally, and carefully by God. You know, we're often told to reinvent ourselves with every new year, but Scripture reminds us that we're not projects, we're people. We're souls in process made by hands that do not rush. We are growing, we are becoming. We often think of growth as progress, but the psalmist thinks of growth as formation, not how far you've gotten, but how deeply you're being shaped. And that kind of shaping is slow. It happens beneath the surface, and it happens in silence. It happens in questions that linger and in prayers that feel unanswered. And maybe this year didn't go how we hoped. Maybe you're ending it with unfinished goals or unresolved grief or unanswered prayers. And yet here you are, still breathing, still loved, and still in God's hands. It's not a failure, it's formation. God does not hurry, and God is not done. Because there's no such thing as wasted time in God's hands. Even the waiting, even the wandering, even the worrying can be part of formation. And we don't always see that clearly in the moment, but slowly and surely, God is at work. And then we come to our gospel text for today. And there's Jesus. He's 12 years old. Does that make him a tween? Yeah, I think Jesus was even a tween. And his family is heading home on this caravan rolling out, and the whole crowd is moving on. But Jesus, without telling anyone, stays. He doesn't match their pace. He doesn't follow their momentum. He lingers in the temple, and he listens, and he asks questions. And Mary and Joseph are frantic, breathless. They find him a few days later, and they say what any parent would say. Why have you done this to us? And Jesus simply says, "You didn't know? Didn't you know where I'd be?" Which really isn't a line about geography. I think it's actually about rhythm. Even as a child, Jesus moved at the speed of wisdom. He abides in the space of attention. He doesn't get swept up in the caravan's urgency. He holds still in the presence of God. And Luke tells us that they searched for him for 3 days. Three days. Can you imagine that ache, the panic, the anxious retracing of steps, the spiral of worst-case scenarios? And yet, where was Jesus? Right where they left him. And that's the mystery and the mercy of this passage. Jesus is not far, but sometimes we need to slow down, maybe double back to find him again. Not because he moved, but because we did. Y'all with me? All right. And here's something else. Jesus was 12 years old. He was fully divine, yes, but he was also fully human. He was a boy at the edge of adolescence. And anyone who's raised a 12-year-old knows that they have opinions. They have ideas. They have questions, they test boundaries, they challenge assumptions, they see the world with fresh wonder and sudden defiance, sometimes all in the same hour. And they should. So let's not sanitize this story. Let's not pretend that Mary and Joseph floated through this moment with saintly serenity, because they were probably exhausted and scared and angry and maybe even a little embarrassed. What would it be like to be the parent of the Son of God? To carry the memory of angels and miracles, but also to carry the daily weight of laundry, meals, miscommunications, the moods of a tween? And I'll say it again, Jesus was fully God, but he was also very much fully a boy. He probably had dirt under his fingernails. He probably got distracted and forgot instructions, asked endless questions, and maybe even talked back once or twice. Imagine Mary calling out, "Jesus, it's time to go." And Jesus, lost in thought, lost in wonder, sitting amongst scribes, forgetting to respond. Imagine the holy tension of loving a child who is wiser than you and yet still growing under your roof. It's not irreverent to imagine Jesus in all of his full humanity. It's faithful. Because God did not come to us in theory. God came to us in skin and bone, in family, in friction, and in ordinary days. The God who holds the universe was also once a child who made his mother cry in worry. The God who orders galaxies was also once a boy who stayed behind and didn't tell anyone. This story doesn't just teach us about Jesus' divinity. No, it reveals a beautiful and bewildering embodying truth that God enters our mess, God enters our humanity, and God stayed. At the end of the story, there was no grand miracle, no flashy breakthrough, just this. Jesus increased. He grew. He didn't jump into adulthood. He didn't fast forward to glory. He just grew. Wisdom doesn't arrive like lightning. It increases like rings on a tree, like a muscle, like the tiny tears that make us grow, like scar tissue after healing, like bread rising slowly in the dark. The text we read today is one of the only stories we get from Jesus' childhood. And it's not about power or prestige. It's about presence. It's about belonging. It's about becoming. And it reminds us that even the Son of God had seasons of slowness, seasons of being shaped or of staying still. And if he did, we can too. Because Jesus teaches us that presence is more powerful than peace. In a culture obsessed with what's next, Jesus gives us permission to stay right where we are. In a world obsessed with more, Jesus shows us how to dwell in what's enough. So what if we did? What if we entered the new year not with panic or pressure, but with peace? What if we began not with goals, but with gratitude? What if we trusted that where we are, even if it's unfinished or unresolved or uncertain, it is where God is also working? The spiritual life is not a race. It's not a checklist. It's not a climb. It's a walk. And walks take time. And the slower you go, the more you see. So, I invite you to walk with Jesus at the pace of wisdom. And sometimes he walks slow. And sometimes he stays behind. And sometimes he stops you so you can notice the burning bush, or the still small voice, or the stranger on the road. Sometimes he meets you in a detour. Sometimes he invites you to sit down before you step forward. And sometimes the call is not to pace forward, but to stop pacing back and forth. Not to wear a rut in the floor with your worry. Not to confuse movement with progress. You can keep pace and still be stuck. You can run and still be lost. But when you are still with God, even for a moment, you are never behind. But this sermon isn't about doing nothing. And if you are feeling worn down by the state of the world, if your heart feels bruised by how much suffering there is, and there is a lot of suffering, if you are unsure how to keep caring without breaking, just know that you are not weak. You're paying attention. But God will meet us not with demands. God will meet us with presence. Because the truth is, we're moving at God's pace. And right now we're being held. And the Spirit's work in you is not measured by outcomes, but by nearness, by fruit that grows over time, by peace that deepens quietly. So what does that mean for us? Well, Maybe it means we stop asking, what do I need to start next? And start asking, what is God already forming in me right now? Maybe it means our resolutions shift from doing more to being more present, more attentive to the sacred ordinary, more tender with our limitations, more patient with the slow work of God. Because make no mistake, God is working. And even in your confusion, even in your waiting, even in the parts of your life that feel like nothing is happening, God is there. And so maybe the call today is not to begin again, but to stay rooted, to stay present, to stay close to God's heart. Jesus did, and so can we. May it be so. Amen.
We are glad you joined us for this podcast from Central Presbyterian Church. Central is a welcoming congregation of the Presbyterian Church USA located in downtown Atlanta across from the state capitol. For more information about the life, work and ministries, please visit our website at cpcatlanta.org. We also invite you to join us for worship and Sunday school and experience this exciting and diverse body of believers who seek to be bearers of God's justice in the world. Thanks again for listening.